We had a call from Jerry Humphrey, who gave us a very generous offer. And what's Jerry say down here? Listen to a little bit of everything, like Take No Prisoners.
Smart guy.
Yeah. We'll give the addresses of people we know who listen to this show have and donated. Where's the T-Bird? You know, the guy's working full time. Hey, T-Bird, I hear you out there. I can almost feel you here. Rankin Jewel Cup hasn't called. We've heard from Smiling Sacrifice. How about somebody from CDG? Huh? No. Oh, Larry's shaking his head. No.
They're all on welfare.
They're all on welfare. Okay.
That's no excuse.
How about Tanya? She's too hip to listen to this show, right? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I always regret the fact that Tanya stopped listening to it. Didn't
you better pull your mic up, Jim. I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Did she?
You probably poured coffee into it.
No, it sounds groovy now, doesn't it?
I still can't hear you.
Can't you really?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Something wrong with your headphones.
I think Larry cut you off.
Thanks, Larry.
Anyway, please call 762-1148 and donate just $10, $15 for the station down here, WFPE, and it would help us out immensely in our cause. Show these people that you punk rockers really make a lot of sense, you know?
And let's remember that if nobody donates, we'll probably be off the air.
Yeah, we'll be off the air next week, and you will be listening to, Bluegrass?
Future File.
Let's
ask Jeff Mintline to call us on a business matter if he's listening right now.
Yeah, Jeff Mintline, call us. Let's remind everyone, this is the Stereophone, doggone it. And the phones are really, really dead. We wouldn't kid you on this thing, folks. They haven't rang.
I thought we were going to, but you came through with the truth.
45 minutes, they haven't rang.
No.
Well, we gathered money last week. I know everybody's out there having a happy Halloween, but we could use some money down here. There's a lot of people that we know listen to this station, especially this show, who haven't called, and we're really, really sort of aggravated by the fact they haven't called in.
Yeah.
Now's your chance at 762-1148. Dave Steele, I know, is listening. Guitar player for Dr. Schwartz Cult. I know this man personally has $50,000 in the bank. He works at General Motors.
Do you happen to know the account number?
No, I don't know that. Okay. But I'm trying to ascertain that, too. Anyway, Dave Steele, please call and pledge. Mickey, you make a lot of money. That's Dave's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
T-Bird, I don't know where he's at.
Devin?
Devin. There's a lot of people. Crunchy is supposed to be out there, digging up money for the bystanders and stuff. Please, ring the number, 762-1148. And we'll remind everyone really quickly, $10 minimum, you get a free Political Silence album.
Let's also mention that girls who listen to Take No Prisoners can earn valuable bonus points toward exciting dates with Take No Prisoners hosts. Well, one of us is married now, so I guess it's me you're stuck with.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it'll be fun, believe me.
Sure. I'll go along with it.
We'll go rattlesnake hunting.
This is my set.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, Dave Steele, Terry Ostrander, Devin Donnelly, we're mentioning you not by nicknames anymore. Mm. Call us up. Crunchy, where are you?
The address comes next, folks.
Yeah. Steve, what's that guy? Steve what? Gildy's new.
Reddy.
Steve Reddy, give us a call. Come on, donate. By the way, Steve Newland is out of the Gildy Bystanders.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's going to do a solo album.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, really. We're going to try to get him in Dr. Schwartz Cult.
That guy can give you a massage, too. Trust me on it.
Well, he can massage a fretboard like nobody. Anyway, here we go. You wanted it. You hate it. You loathe it. You love it. Here he is. G.G. Allen.
Yuck.
Oh, we got another one.
Yeah, Rick McKee from The Prisoners.
Oh, God, I was going to mention
him. One of our
him.
Favorite bands.
Boy, I love that. Wish You Were Here. That's my all-time favorite Flint Underground song.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I've been taping it off for other people, too, Rick. So.
He would like us to play Mystery Man by Dick Wagner and the Frost.
Okay. Well, right.
No, that's right. But if you manage to do that, do mention our show.
And you bands who haven't pledged money will never receive airplay again. We're talking Guilty Bystanders, CDG, Welzer, Dissonance. Well, they never call. They're too cool to listen to
the
show.
Yeah, they're too cool.
I don't know. They're way above us. I don't know.
We'll kick into this last set here with a band that contributes money to us year after year without even being asked.
Who's that, Dissonance?
The Psychedelic Stooges. Not right, isn't it?
Yeah,
someday
it is.
Next week. Yeah, next Saturday you can go to the Capitol Theater in downtown Flint and see The Will, Ashtray, Bagshot Row, and The Generals. And I'm not sure what time that is. I would guess probably 7 or 8 o'clock.
I would imagine 8 o'clock.
And you can, usually you can call White Earp Records to find out more specifically, though. I'm
but,
sure
of course,
knows.
Make sure you're home next week by midnight to listen to... by the way, I won't be here next week.
What?
I'll be in Traverse City.
Yeah, yeah. More punk rock. Archies. The Archies doing Bang Shang-a-Lang.
All right, Archies.
A record I received just about an hour ago from Joel Rash, who... kindly donated that to
you
me.
Liked the Veronica artwork on that, didn't
yeah,
you, Ben?
Yeah, Veronica was...
Veronica was looking great. Bones. She was so sharp.
Dayglo
you,
know,
you could take her home to your mom.
Anyway, Joel purchased that
yeah,
for 10
she
cents.
Do with her?
Joel purchased that for 10 cents at
a 10
the...
10-cent purchase?
Flint Public Library sale there. All so right. Anyway, thank you, Joel, for the Archies. We're going to pass out directions, I guess, to the wonderful
kidding.
Third Annual Broccoli Fest. Should we do that now?
I don't think you're supposed to read that on the air, are you? That's just for
Wasn't
you.
Wasn't that the point of it?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, I guess I couldn't read that on the air either.
Larry,
hey, Larry.
Were we supposed to read those directions on the air?
Go ahead,
that
Larry
like
says.
An answer to me.
It's not his house. Anyway, we won't give out the directions, but we'll tell you if you're hip enough to find out about it elsewhere. The Broccoli Fest will be held Monday. It will be Monday, right?
Yeah.
The 4th of July. From noon till who knows, featuring the Guilty Bystanders, Pincushion, formerly CDG, Brain Dead, Tons of Bricks, Sandal, and what's this, Nitrous Love Children, I haven't heard of them, and more, including Elvis and his Nacho Cheese and Lucifer Sam.
And which, Green Vegetable Communion, huh?
If you get lost, go back home, the flyer says. I like that.
Probably your best bet right there.
And it also says, no butt heads. Actually, that's not the way it's phrased, but we'll say it that way.
No, I thought I was supposed to come.
Yeah, anyway, Mike Duffy here with Ben Hamper and
I'm
Jim
sorry.
Donald.
Okay, I apologize if I offended anybody there.
No,
I
he didn't.
I didn't do
no.
that.
I was kind of offended myself.
He's a good
I hope so.
Oh, let's mention we got more people from Flint here. Don Regal, Terry Knight, Don
yeah.
Knott's
Terry Knight
wife.
Of the Pack?
Yeah.
Don, and Don Knott's wife?
Don Knott's
well, you
wife
know, Terry
was
Knight
born in
Grand Funk, who are also from Flint.
Yeah. Whoa, wow, wow. I tell you, I am burning up. I am burning hunk of love right
yeah,
here. What
burning,
do you think,
burning,
Ben?
A hunk of love.
Hunk
those cramps,
love.
I'll tell you. Isn't that song Do Something to You special?
Yeah.
Makes me move.
I'll tell you, I think we ought to remind everyone that that one went out to one of our dedicated listeners.
Yes.
Christmas?
Christmas.
Christmas. And I know there's someone else I feel very nearby who this was dedicated to, too. Marisa. Or Marissa. Or
wow.
Marisa. Or... How some say potato and some say potato.
This is
some
a Marisa.
Say Marisa and some
it's definitely Marisa.
Marisa.
Marisa Adamo.
Well, let's hope that she heard that song too
Adamo.
Because that was dedicated to her.
Up next, we're going to, well, really, I should do this
Ooh.
First. The third annual.
Or Dick Nixon before he dicks you.
Right. Third annual Broccoli Fest. We must keep reminding
or
you
Or Dick
of.
Headley before he dicks you.
Okay, we've had it, Mike. Let me get this announcement out.
We're getting the idea, I think.
Third annual Broccoli Fest to be held this coming Monday. July 4th, of course. Featuring the Guilty Bystanders, Pincushion, Brain Dead, Tons of Bricks, Sandal, Nitrous Love Children, and Elvis pouring nacho cheese all over himself. The place is located out... I'm trying to read this map. You go down Perry Road...
you're not supposed to give them out, are you?
There's Miller's Greenhouse. Well, see that anybody that can find this...
Just drive into Grand Blanc and say, Officer, where's the disturbance?
go into Grand Blanc and say, Officer, where are they violating their rights?
Officer, what are you getting those riot guns out for? I don't think it's quite that bad, Officer.
Anyway, the Broccoli Fest out there... Take Perry Road, there's Miller's Greenhouse. Look around, listen for loud noise. So you have been forewarned.
How about I-75 in Boot Town?
Play it.
Play it. Play it now.
Dachau Club.
Politics, that's who play. Play, play, play. I'll stand on top of the ball, see.
The DACA Club from Flint. Flint Carmen, I believe. I-75 in Bootown from a tape they made right here in the... In the very studios we're working
The very first punk band from Flint, Michigan. Outside of the one started by Don Knotts' wife.
And Terry Knight.
And Terry Knight.
Together.
They got together.
You guys are really good.
Yeah, are we are.
Are we that good?
It's a pleasure to listen to you.
Oh, great. We could go on for hours, except we're out of time.